Congregation may be seated.
And we do have some very special guests with us here this morning. Pacific Northwest Adult Teen Challenge. Did I say that right? Yep, exactly. And the person that will be speaking here, I'll introduce him in just a second. But before we get there, we are going to watch a video here that will explain Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge.
Okay. Is it going to take just a second to pull the video up? All right. Matt, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah, I'm sure you're a good impromptu speaker.
We have Matt. He is the outreach intern at Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge. And he can think on his feet really well. We're gonna see how well here this morning.
Yeah. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, the good news is we'll just do it backwards. So no big deal. So as Jeremy said, I am the current outreach intern for the Willamette Valley Men's Campus in Shedd, Oregon. Does anybody know where Shedd is? Yeah, that's good. Most people don't because it's got 254 people in the town and we make up about 20% of its population. So not a lot of people know where that is. Does anybody know what Adult and Teen Challenge is? Does anybody know who David Wilkerson is? Yes. Well, you should, because you work for us. So, yeah, you don't really count, unfortunately. So, David Wilkerson was a reverend in Pennsylvania, and he had a calling from God. He saw on the cover of a Times magazine in 1958 the photograph of seven gang members in New York City who had assaulted and murdered a handicapped youth in one of the parks in New York City. And the Lord laid it upon David's heart to try to go save these kids. And his story and the story of Teen Challenge is really one about obedience and faithfulness. And not just our faithfulness to the calling that the Lord has put on us, but also his faithfulness to his promises to us. And so true to that, and being obedient to the Lord, Reverend Wilkerson went to New York City and he walked into the courtroom boldly and with his Bible in hand and said, "Judge, I am here to save these kids. Give them to me." And the judge said, "No, you are a crazy man. Get out of my courthouse." And he threw him out and that made the newspaper. And so feeling very dejected, Reverend Wilkerson walked the streets of New York City and was extremely surprised to learn that the Lord had opened a door for him to minister to the gang members and to the street kids. Because by being thrown out of that courthouse, he had earned what we would call street cred, and that allowed him the opportunity to talk to those kids. And from that, our first center was opened in 1958 in Brooklyn. And from there, we are in every state in the country. We have over 500 facilities worldwide. In fact, our sister facility, we have one in Uganda, and we are partnering with them later in the year to go over and do a missions trip to build a self-sustaining village that will not only provide for the villagers, but also provide addiction services and mental health counseling and that sort of thing as well. But more importantly, what we do here in the community is the Lord actually saves lives. And I have 16 gentlemen here, if you wouldn't mind standing up, please. So these are 16 miracles that we have right in front of us. I am a recent graduate of the program. I finished in February. And we are a year-long, faith-based, in-treatment, discipleship, and treatment program. But you'll notice that before treatment is discipleship. So we get a year to not only work on ourselves and to address some of the issues in the past that caused us to make some of the choices that we made, but we also get to grow up in the Lord and to become the men that God has always intended us to be. I have chosen to stay on for another year, and some of these gentlemen will as well. And we get the opportunity to come out and speak to folks like you and to continue to work in their lives and work on ourselves as well. Some of us, when we're done, we're not magically fixed after a year. Some of us are still a little bit more broken than we expected, and so we just need a little bit more time, and that's not too bad. I am going to invite you to come out and visit with us at the outreach table. One of the things that you guys have as an opportunity as a body of Christ is to come alongside and be a part of our lives. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. Number one, through the student sponsorship program, which gives you the chance to get to know one of us personally. In fact, those of you in the sponsorship program, if you wouldn't mind standing up, I would appreciate that. All right, look at these handsome guys. So you guys have the chance to bring one of them home with you today. Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, that's not true. I just made that up. Yeah, they won't go home with you. I won't let that happen. All right. But what you can do is through that sponsorship program, you can assist them both financially, but also emotionally as well. We are a private organization, and because we are faith-based, we do not get funds through insurance or through the state. So most of their tuition is paid out of pocket through friends or family or through donations. And the student sponsorship program is one of those ways where donors can help them through that year process. It's $2,500 a month. We spend 4 days a week working in thrift stores that pay for half of that, and then the other half comes either out of pocket or through donations. So you have the chance to go ahead and help, you know, these gentlemen get through that year. I can attest it's probably the hardest thing that I ever had to do in my life. And I cannot tell you how encouraging and how supportive it was to get letters and to know that coming from a place where I thought everybody left and that nobody stuck around and nobody cared about me except for my mom, and that's just because she's my mom and she had to. And to know that there was somebody out there that cared enough to pray for me and to take time out of their day to write me a letter. I still have a gentleman, his name is Keith. He and I are still in touch. And every Wednesday, I look forward to getting a letter, and it started out the same every single time. Another week down and closer to your goal. And I got 52 letters from him. Well, technically I got 48, but that's close enough. And I got to look forward to that every single week. Also, for those of you who can bake, we will not decline baked goods. So in particular, peanut butter and chocolate brownies are a personal favorite of mine. You can come by the Shed campus and drop those off at any time. I will not mind. I would ask that you bake in some protein powder though, so I don't feel quite so guilty. But if you choose not to bake for me personally, any one of these gentlemen would appreciate the time that you would take to do that. So I would just encourage you to come back to the table. I have some gentlemen that are part of our outreach team. We normally get about 40 minutes to do this, so I had to cram a lot of information in about 7. So come back, see any of my folks on the outreach team, get to know us a little bit, give us the opportunity to maybe pray for you if you need it, and if the Lord has put it onto your heart to talk to us about either our journey or the sponsorship program, or if you feel the need to pray for one of us, we would appreciate that as well. And hopefully the video is now ready. Perfect. Excellent. Thank you.
It would be the fourth largest nation on earth. 270 million people are currently in bondage to some form of addiction. The devastating effects are destroying countless lives and families.
The Hope Northwest Family of Ministries answers the needs of our communities with the hope of freedom found in Jesus Christ. We have a vision to put hope within reach of every addict in the Northwest. Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge began providing recovery services in 1983 and now serves Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. When students enroll in our residential program, they put their life on hold, take a detour from their old way of living, and invest a year into learning what it means to have hope and freedom.
You know, I look forward to the future. I have hope for the first time.
Studied the Bible. I learned what grace was. I rebuilt a relationship with my family, and it really opened the door to restoration and getting my children back.
TC Resale and Donation Thrift Stores provide an environment for Adult and Teen Challenge students to learn valuable skills and contribute towards their own recovery. Our stores provide roughly half of the funding that sustains our programs, and they offer quality used clothing, furniture, and household goods in a friendly environment.
I know how important this thrift store is for the ministry and for the program, for these young men and for the young women involved in the program. But this is overall the best job I've ever had the privilege of working, because it's not a job to me.
Our staff and students deliver hope beyond the walls of our residential programs by partnering with schools, jails, churches, and organizations that bring a message of hope to those living in the margins. Life Renewal offers outpatient treatment by certified alcohol and drug counselors to offer fresh perspective to address the underlying causes of life-controlling issues.
We can sort of take back the power from those things that have maybe held us up in the past, that we haven't been comfortable talking about and maybe haven't explored a whole lot of, in order to just learn and grow from that.
We also partner with Teen Challenge Ministries across the globe by sending teams to serve and train, as well as raise money through our thrift store donation jars. We need your help to put hope within reach. You can be a part of the solution by donating your time, talent, and resources, and participating in our events. If you know someone who needs hope and freedom, please give us a call. Together, we can put hope within reach.
Excellent. Just great to end our service that way. We can definitely, I know there's going to be some people that this touches their heart, and they're going to want to support you financially. They're going to want to talk to you, too, out in the narthex. But my only concern is I don't know if anyone here knows how to make brownies. What?
I don't believe that.
Matt doesn't believe me. I'm telling a fib. Yeah, they totally can make brownies. That Blood Drives is the place to go in the whole area right here. Yeah. So let's connect with Teen Challenge and connect with one another for some fellowship, and we close with these words. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.